we will be discussing about the dialogue between the Lord Jesus Christ and the Samaritan woman. As we have read in our text in John chapter 4, we see here the Lord Jesus Christ. It was made known to him. Now, this in the verse 1 of our text did not really say that this is about the Lord Jesus Christ knowing him, knowing this truth or this fact, kumbaga, na this is because the Lord is omniscient, or maybe the Lord Jesus Christ, since he was in this body, he heard it from someone, and we can see that prior to this, in John chapter 3, we studied last week. Remember that the disciples of John the Baptist were upset. There was an issue raised by a Pharisee or by a Jew. Right? There was a Jew, or there were Jews. It's not clear, right? Discuss ko sa inyo. Hindi natin alam kung isa o marami yung Jew na yun, but somebody raised an issue to the disciples of John that, oh, Jesus Christ and his disciples are baptizing too. That triggered the controversy for the disciples of John. And probably this portion of the scripture, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. This is probably because of that somebody, that Jew or those Jews were, they told stories, and the stories that the disciples of John the Baptist was upset because of Jesus Christ and his disciples, and that story was passed on, and the Pharisees heard about it, and the Pharisees, upon learning this situation, they are now turning their eyes to Jesus Christ, because the ministry of John the Baptist was an issue for the Pharisees and for the Sanhedrin as a whole. Remember, they are the ones who rule over Jerusalem and over the faithful. They are supposed to be the ones to bring about doctrines about faith. The baptism of the baptism that John is doing in Jordan River and in the other parts of Judea is troublesome for them. And now here comes Jesus Christ baptizing. And so that's another trouble for them. And to the Sanhedrin itself, they are the ones who should be giving authority to do religious rites like that. Rites, R-I-T-E. Yung ginagawang pamamaraan o practice ng isang religion dapat magigaling sa Sanhedrin. That's their pagbabaw na issue. So, si John the Baptist problema, so, ang mga Pharisees ay makita natin yung issue nila. Sabi ni John the Baptist sa kanila, sabi sa ibang gospel, hindi dito kay John diniscuss yun, pero sabi, sino nag-warning sa inyo para kayo pumunta dito? Yung sa lugar ang pinagbabautismohan niya. Remember? And John the Baptist rebuked them. Pero ang ano doon, at yung nakita natin sa John chapter 1, di ba? Tanong nila, bakit ka nagbabaptize? Hindi ka naman pala Messiah. Hindi ka naman pala yung propeta ang dadating. Pero bakit ka nagbabaptize? They question that because supposed to be they are the ones in authority to give such rights. And now, here comes Jesus Christ and his disciples. And they are growing bigger than the ministry of John. So now this becomes a problem for Jesus Christ. Why is this a problem for Jesus Christ? Because his time has not yet come. His time is just starting. Nagsisimula pa lang siya sa gawain, sa ministry, sa kanyang gawain na ipahayag ang kanyang ama, to declare the glory of his father, to declare the good news to the people of Israel. Nagsisimula pa lang siya, and yung mainit na mata ng mga Pariseo ay kailangan na naiwasan niya dahil hindi pa niya panahon. It is not yet his time to be revealed. It is not yet his time to do the sacrifice on the cross. Hindi pa niya yung panahon. Therefore, here, they from Judea, he left Judea, sabi sa chapter 3, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. So yan yung first 3 verses. Yan yung dahilan eh, bakit umalis si Jesus doon sa Galilee. Mainit yung mata sa kanya ng mga Pariseo. And then, we all know that this part of the scripture happened when John the Baptist was thrown into prison by Herod. You can look at it in Matthew chapter 14 and in Mark chapter 1 verse 14 that John rebuked Herod the king, and Herod was so upset. Bakit kayo nakikialam sa love life ko? Ganun yan eh. At sa sunsun ng kanyang asawa, na si Herod ay yung kanyang kinuhang bagong asawa, who was a former wife ng kanyang kapatid, si Philip. And John the Baptist was caught in the middle of this controversy, and he was thrown into prison. Jesus heard what happened to John the Baptist, and so at that time there are two seeming problems. One is that Jesus Christ, it is not yet his time to be revealed as the Son of God para dito sa mga Pariseo na ito, and it will be a distraction for his ministry. So he did not confront the Pharisees in Judea because he transferred to Galilee, and then see the next problem is John the Baptist being thrown into prison. E si John the Baptist ay doon nagbi-minister sa area na pupuntahan na ni Jesus Christ. So, si John the Baptist ay nandoon sa area ng Galilee na kung saan si Herod yung may control. At si Jesus Christ ngayon ay doon papunta. Pupunta siya sa Galilee. It seems to be parang, alam niyo yung he was escaping from one problem to a bigger problem. Kasi ito mga Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, they are the ones controlling the Jews. Pero dito sa pupunta niya sa Galilee, eh, it is the king of the Jews appointed by the Roman Empire. So, from one problem to another problem. Pero hindi yun yung ating ano, hindi yun yung trust ng ating pag-uusapan talaga ngayon. Ang trust natin is ito para interlude, kumbaga. This is an interlude in a way because sabi sa verse 4, and he must needs go through Samaria. And he must needs go through Samaria. Bakit kailangan niya dumaan sa Samaria? Kasi ganito po, if you look at the map, yung ano na ang area ng ano, ng Israel, kung ito yun, if this is the land, ito po sa baba, sa northern part, ang Judea. Ito po sa northern part, yung Galilee. Now, the middle part, ito yung Samaria. So, si Jesus na dito sa Judea, pupunta siya dito. So, there must, he must needs go through Samaria. Hindi niya pwedeng iwasan. So, doon siya dumaan. But he went hindi sa buo, sa siddad mismo ng Samaria. But sa gilid, there's a place called Sikar. E yun yung lugar kung saan nakatawag yan. It was allotted to the children of Joseph. Yung Sikar na yan, nakikita natin sa chapter 5. Dito ay may hinukay si Jacob na well. At yung well na yun, ibinigay niya para sa pamilya ni Joseph. So, Jesus needs to pass through Samaria and he doon siya dumaan. Ang mga Hudyo kasi, as we have seen kanina sa binasa natin, they do not have dealings with the Samaritans. They do not deal with the Samaritans. So, bakit? Bakit sila do not? Why don't the Jews deal with the Samaritans? Ganito po. Balikan natin ang pangyayari noong panahon na bago bumagsak ang bayan ng Israel sa mga mananakop. Ang bayan ng Israel nahati sa dalawa. The kingdom of Israel, which is the 12 tribes, sorry, excuse me. Wala yung national conference. The 10 tribes, that is the northern kingdom. Excuse me. And the northern kingdom is comprised by the 10 children of Israel, sampung tribo. And then the southern tribe, this is the called the Kingdom of Judah, where the family of Judah and the family of Benjamin. So dalawa yan. So they yung one kingdom ng Panginoon na hati sa dalawa, sampu dito, dalawa dito. Now, ang mga ito, pasaway, lubos na pasaway, they made their own God. At sinabi nila na, etong God na ito, ito ang nagligtas sa atin. This is Yahweh. This is the God, this is Yahweh. Yan yun, ito yung nagligtas sa atin. Pero rebulto yun. Na sa northern, sa southern kingdom, ito yung kingdom ng mga anak ni Solomon. Na they too, they have their own seem to be, pero sa kanila, nandun yung templo ng Panginoon. So, dito si Yahweh. At yan yung pinag-ugatan ng kanilang division. Pero they are both Jews at the time. They are both Jews. So, dumating ang judgment ng Panginoon sa Northern Kingdom, the Assyrians took them over. Kinuha sila, tinamay sila ng mga Assyrians. They assimilated with the Assyrians. They intermarried with them. So, hindi na malaman kung sino doon. Mga napasama na sila, napahalo na. They became a mixed race. The kingdom of Judah saw this, and they were warned by the prophet Jeremiah and the other prophets, pero hindi sila nakinig. And so God gave them judgment, nasira ang templo, and they were taken into Babylon. But they did not intermarry with the Babylonians and to other ano. Ang nangyari, nung bumalik sila, pinabalik sila after 70 years sa lupa, sa Judea, marami na bagamat ang tawag yan, ruined yung lugar, marami doon na yung mga Jews na intermarried with the other, yung mga galing sa Northern Kingdom, nag-dwell within the city of Jerusalem and within Judea. Then the Jews from Babylon returned. They built the temple. They built the wall. Remember yung panahon ni Nehemiah, di ba? When they were building the temple, inaway sila nila Sanballat, bakit? Tutulungan namin yung gumawa ng templo. Diyos, siya din naman ang Diyos namin. And then, sabi ng mga, sabi nila Ezra, kami lang ang gagawa nito. Sabi nila Nehemiah, kami lang gagawa nito. Dahil ito ay sa amin. Kami, ang mga tunay ng Diyo. Kami ang tunay na anak ng Diyos. Kayo hindi, kasi you intermarried with other religion. Sumuway kayo sa Diyos. Kami, hindi kami sumuway. Sumuway kami, pero ito na, nagbabalik doon kami sa Panginoon, and we are pure. We did not intermarry with others. Kayo, nakipag-intermarry kayo sa iba, kaya hindi na kayo pwede. Daan nagsimula yung hitwaan ng Samaritans, because they call them Samaritans. And these are the Jews. Yan yung ano nila. And the Jews treat this family, yung kapamilya nila yun eh. The 10 tribes, they were treated as parang they were looked down as second class citizens. And isang pagka yung isang gamit, halimbawa, say, uminom ako sa baso. Ako, Hudyo, uminom ako sa baso. Tapos yung baso yun, ininuman ng isang Samaritano, hindi na, babasagin ko na yun, tako ko na yun, ibibigay ko na sa kanya yun, hindi ko na gagamitin yun. Kasi, hindi ko muna eh. Ganun sila. So that was the situation when Jesus came into the picture, and now he's passing through Samaria. Now this is the beauty of this interlude. The beauty of this interlude. I hope you will catch this, because in this situation, God used this to introduce salvation to the Samaritans. This was the initial offering of salvation to them. And kung papansinin niyo po, as we read this text now, Jesus Christ, in verse number 6, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, napagod si Jesus. But as we see, hindi lang si Jesus ito, kasama niyo yung kanyang mga disipulo. We come to verse 8, sabi niya, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. So, Jesus with his disciples rested, and they stayed doon sa may well ni Jacob. At yung mga disipulo, kasama ni Jesus, inutusan ni Jesus, sige, upo kayo ng pagkain, bumili kayo ng pagkain sa city. So, Jesus stayed by the well. He stayed by the well and he rested there. Now, sabi ko nga sa inyo, ito ay ginawa ng Panginoon talaga for a reason. Because when he was resting there by the well, there cometh, sabi sa verse 7, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. This is not just a fortunate na event. Hindi ito accidentally lamang. Marami sa atin, we think that there are instances sa buhay natin na nangyari lang because this is a fortunate event. Maswerte ako kasi may nakatabi ako na nagbigay sa akin ng truck. At tulad yung truck na yun, ay nabasa ko na kailangan ko ng manunubos. I read that truck and as that truck says, I'm a sinner. Ako, mabuti lang, nakatabi ko siya. Hindi po accident yun. Or sa isang, ikaw ay naiimbitahan sa church. At mabuti na lang kung matinda ko sa simbahan na yun. Dahil doon sa simbahan na yun, narinig ko ang gospel. Hindi po yun aksidente. It is never an accident. God has His way. And He did that. He did it in His power. Itong sitwasyon na ito, this Samaritan woman, drew water. Pero siguro, ang question mo nito, sabi sa verse 6, ano lang natin yung ano? Sabi niya, balikan ko lang ang konti. Now, Jacob's well was there, Jesus therefore being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was, ito yung gusto ko lang balikan, and it was about the sixth hour. Tanghali na, magtatanghali na. The sixth hour means almost 12 o'clock. The sixth hour is 12 kasi, and it was about. So, magtatanghali na. Mag-alas 12 na ng tanghali. Now, kami sa Taytay before, wala kami tubig doon. Walang nawasa. Mag-iigib lang kami ng poso. Nag-titimba, tawag sa amin, boboba ng poso. At kami ay pupunta sa gitna ng bukid. Siguro, we have to walk about 5 minutes away from our house. 5 minutes away. para nandun yung Poso 5 feet. So, isa gitna ng palayan. At doon kami iigit ng aming inumin. But never, never in my life na mag-iigit kami ng malapit na mag-alas 12. No. Sa panang buhay ko, kumbaga, nangyayari lang yun, nag-iigit kami, inamit kami ng alas 12 dahil nagsimula kami ng maaga. At nagbebenta kasi ako ng tubig. Marami yung didinipiran. Ganun lang mangyayari. Pero, itong sitwasyon na ito, itong babae ito, hindi naman ito magwadora. Pero, why did she come to get water in the well? Na magtatanghali na. We do not know that situation. Ano na lang. Ano nangyayari sa bahay nila? O baka nabasa mo ba din ang tapayan at kailangan niyang kinailangan? We do not know. But we see here the situation that Jesus knew about this, that a woman will be there in that way, at that moment in time, and God will present to this woman the salvation that they need to hear. So it's not an unfortunate, this is not a fortunate incident. God planned all of this. Now, one that I would like you to hear is that it is Jesus who started the conversation. Jesus initiated a conversation. Remember yung pinaliwanag ko sa inyo mahaba, nag-aaway ang mga Hudyo at Samaritano. So, ano to? Ano na sa kanila ito? Fact of life. They really do not mix together the Samaritans and the Jews. And so, Jesus, when he saw the woman and the woman approaches the well, he asked her, "Give me water to drink." And this very instance, there was a response sa kanya, sa babae, a response of bewilderment. Pagtataka, pagkagulat. Bewildered. Hindi lang siya basta nagtaka, nagulat siya. At hindi lang siya basta nagulat na mangha siya sa taong ito. Because he is a Jew. Siguro sa damit niya. So, one thing, they have a distinction. They know who, what is a Jew and what is not a Jew. So, Jesus Christ, maaring sa kanyang bihis, this fellow is a Jew. And he is asking me water. And so, in verse 9, she said, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?" I'm a woman of Samaria. And you're a Jew, you're asking me water. Oh, kailan pa nangyaring ganon? Meron na ba tayong truce? Meron na bang yung peace pact between the Samaritans and the Jews na hindi ko nabalitaan? Gulat siya eh. Bakit ka hihingi ng tulong sa akin? Because Jesus is weary, di ba? Pagod siya. Eh, he needs water. He asked for water. But that is a conversation starter. Ginamit niyo ng Panginoon para itong babae nito ay mag-open up sa kanya. Ginamit niya ito para makausap niya ang babae nito. And so, why are you asking water from me? Hudyo ka, Samaritano ako. You see, the this woman has a big problem. Yung problema na ito ng woman ay it pictures the big problem between the Samaritans and the Jews. And here now, the Lord of Glory, the Prince of Peace, coming to broker and to break that divide. He initiated a conversation so that the woman was bewildered. And the woman was also, as I said, she was a picture of the problem within the society. Siya ang narawan ng malaking problema sa gitna nila. And when she asked, "Why do you ask water from me? I'm a Samaritan, you're the Jew." Ano siya? She was cold. If I picture her, I think her face was kind of hard. Medyo baka nagtataray pa nga siya dito eh. And so, Jesus initiated the conversation, and then when the woman responded with bewilderment and he responded with such a cold response, Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink." And put the demand first. Tuloy ko lang dito sa ano. Di ba ito ng all the rest? "Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Now, he took that opportunity. He asked, "Can you give me water?" Bakit yung hindi sa akin? The Lord jumped at that opportunity. That question, why do you need to ask water for me? It was said in a cold-hearted way, pero ginamit yun ng Panginoon para to present to him the gospel, to present to him the good news. Sabi niya, "Kung alam ko lang kung sino nanghihingi sa iyo ng tubig na ito, ikaw mismo ang hihingi sa kanya. At ano? At ang tubig na ito, bibigyan kanya ng tubig na sabi niya ay living water." Yung living water dyan sa verse na yan, na sabi niya na ay "Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Yung word dyan na living, na translated into English, sa Greek niyan, it's ang connotation noon, Greek word na yun ay parang bumubukal. Living water. It's a springing up. A water coming out of the ground. Buhay na tubig. That's living water. And so, the Lord Jesus Christ now, he changed the tone of the conversation. Yung babae sumasagot na pabalang at medyo medyo ganit, pero si Jesus Christ, iniba niya. "Kung alam mo lang, ikaw ang manghihingi ng tubig sa akin at bibigyan kita ng tubig na bumubuhay." And so the woman was challenged, and it brought confusion to him, to her, I mean. Diba, "Oh, wait. Why does it bring confusion to her? Because yung living water, bumubukal na tubig. Eto ako, magiging ako ng tubig. So well, na hinukay ng aking mga niluno." Yun yung kanilang claim. Si Jacob ang kanilang father. Eh, all my life. Maybe din natingin ng babae nito, oh my God, walang bukal dito sa area na to. Ito lang ang punan ng tubig. Ito lang well na ito. Pero meron itong tuktaw ito, itong hudyong ito, meron daw living water, meron daw bukal na tubig. So, Jesus Christ was introducing to him the concept of eternal life, the concept of salvation. Pero yung tao nito, yung babae nito, she was still confused. She was confused dahil ang hinanap niya ay yung bukal doon sa area. As siya nakita, and so she answered, the woman said unto him, verse 11, thou hast nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. Walang bukal dito. Ito lang, the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Saan mo nakuha yung bukal na yun? The living water, yung bukal, where is it? Where is it? Kumikingi ka na ng tubig sa akin, di ba? Yan ang idea ng babae. So, the woman started to confront the Lord Jesus Christ and said, Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Are you greater than our father Jacob? The woman started to be confronted. And Jesus, in his patience, said, verse 18, for whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, pointing to the water of the well. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water, the name says, sabi ko sa inyo kanina about the living water, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So makita nyo, the Lord Jesus Christ initiated that conversation and then he intimated to her salvation. There is a gift of God and there is someone who can give a living water. And the woman now is starting to be amazed sa taong ito na kausap niya. Sabi niya sa verse 15, the woman said unto him, sir, in his amazement, he still is, may confusion sa kanya. Nagulat siya, uy, eto again, living water na naman. Wala akong makitang living water dito. I mean, wala akong bukal na makita. Yun ang kanyang concept sa sinasabi ni Jesus Christ. But she did not get the idea that Jesus was talking about a spiritual matter. He was already talking about a spiritual matter. So the woman said, give me this water. Give me this water that I thirst not. Neither come hither to draw. In her confusion, sabi niya, ayoko na mag-igil, ayoko na, nakakapagod yun. Yun ang kanyang concern. Ang concern niya yung kanyang nangyayari sa sitwasyon niya. Na, igib na lang ako ng igib eh. Eto nga, kahit ang maling tapat, nag-iigib ako eh. At yan yung sabi niya, bigyan mo ako ng tubig. Sometimes, ang mga sinners na tayo, when we were sinners before, ano nga ating concern? Yung kumapunta sa impyerno. Mainit eh. So, the way it was, ayoko nga, papunta doon. Makakatakot. Masakit. Ang concern natin ay ano? Ang ating sarili, gusto ko sa langit, masaya, maganda. Sabi ng Panginoon, mansyon. Oh, yes, dito sa lupa, wala akong mansyon. Sa langit, may mansyon ako. Ang idea natin, baka lupa pa rin. Diba? Initial, aminin natin. When we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we did not really think about, because I will accept Him as my Lord and Savior because I want to glorify Him. Hindi naman yung nag-aanalyze natin eh. Ang ating unang-unang naisip ay, yes, salamat sa Panginoon, sa langit ako pupunta. Ang sentro ng ating ano, ng ating ginawang pagtanggap sa Panginoon ay hindi glory ng Panginoon, kundi yung safety natin. Diba? Yan katotohanan. Just like this woman. This woman says, I don't want to draw water anymore from this well. Give me that water that I'm not thirsty anymore and that I don't have to go back here. Pansarili pa rin. Diba? So, what does this mean? What does it mean for us? We have to realize this. We have to realize this. That number one, Jesus came to save the sinners. Like you and me. And like you and me, sinners are confused. What the sinners need is the pure gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How would they know it? How would they know it? Unless we start the conversation. We have to speak first. That is, yun ang dapat natin gawin. We should be like Jesus Christ who started the conversation. Meron ba tayong kasama sa trabaho? Kapitbahay? Mahal sa buhay? Na hindi pa nakakakilala sa Panginoon? Alam niyo, hindi siya nakakakilala. And then, you speak up. Huwag niyo hintayin na puntahan mo pa yung kakilala niyo yun. Para lang makabalik sila sa salita ng Panginoon. Dahil hindi yun ang plano ng Diyos. Ang plano ng Diyos ay ikaw at ako. Maabot yung kakilala natin. Kasi hindi ko naman kakilala kung sino yung kakilala mo. Diba, brother natin? Yung friends mo, hindi ko naman kakilala eh. Ikaw, you are the closest thing na lingkod ng Panginoon na marinig nila. Pero kung hindi ka magsasalita, paano na? Will they hear it? Diba sabi ni Pablo, yun ang kanyang argument. How can they hear it without a preacher? And who is the preacher? Ako ba ang magiging preacher para sa kaibigan mo na hindi ko kilala? No. God will use you because you are His child and God has given you the command. The same goes to every one of us. Ano, yayayain ko ba si ikaw na ito, Ate Bambi, ikaw nga mag-witness dito sa kaibigan mo? Hindi. I should be the one to witness. But si Julia, papa, may kaibigan ako eh. May kaklase ako. Witnessan mo ma. Hindi pwede. Hindi ganun ang plan ng Diyos. Ikaw, Julia, you have that responsibility because that's your friend. We should initiate the conversation. And then, secondly, we have to realize they were confused. They were confused. Ang ingay ng mundong ito, ang dumi ng mundong ito, nagdala ng kung ano-ano sa utak natin. Diba? Ito tayo eh. We are all confused. When we were sinners, hanggang ngayon nga, hindi natin alam pa ang salvation ng ganap eh. Diba? Parang, we know, we have to continue to study sa scripture. Diba? So we have to have the patience like Jesus Christ was being patient here sa woman na ito. Yung una, ganit siya. Diba? Una, ganit. Tapos ngayon, uy, bigyan mo ko ng tubig na yan. May eagerness. Pero dati nga, may confusion eh. Kasi ang isip niya, nasa sarili pa din. And we will see this in the future. Kasi dire-diretso tayo. Sa verse 15 pa lang tayo, mahaba ito. But what But we should learn today is these two truths. We need to speak up and we need to realize who we are talking to. We are talking to a confused sinner who, by the way, is just like us. We were confused before. Diba? Ang hirap para sa atin tanggapin na, oh, si Cristo lang ang daan papunta sa langit. Di ba pwede mag-gawa ako naman, attend na lang ako ng church? O pwede tumulong ako sa mahirap? O kaya? Di ba ganun tayo before? That's confusion. But salamat sa Panginoon, He gave us understanding, He gave us His word, He gave us His grace, He gave us the faith. Salamat na tayo ay may Diyos na buhay na humilo sa atin, na nag-drive away ng confusion na ito. And I pray, maging ganito ang ating isip, kagaya ni Kristo, na He is being patient. Mahinahon siya. Na kahit na itong tao to treated him coldly, but he is focus to his goal. My goal is to introduce to you salvation. Yan ang ano ng Panginoon. Ang goal here, that the end result is that the Lord will introduce salvation to the people of Samaria. So, we should stick to that goal. We should stick. Itong kaibigan mo ito, kahit na anong kulit niya, itong kapitbahay mo na ito, kahit na anong sama niya, stick to the goal. What? It is to hear the good news. It is to understand the good news. And for him to understand that is for us to show him the patience. And this is it's a scripture verse na ginawa a spiritual song. May ginagyan na nilapatan ng Kristo. Paalala sa akin ito. And I hope maging paalala sa inyo lahat ito. Sabi ni Paul, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, up to each, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God firm adventure would give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. That was Paul saying to Timothy. Be patient. Because God may peradventure give them repentance. Hindi natin alam. Yung kaibigan mo na yan makulit, yung kapitbahay mo na yan masungit, yung patrabaho mo, na ito na sa tingin mo ay itong taong to, walang taong sa Diyos. God can work. God can change the heart of that person. I should know. God changed mine. And you should know. Because God changed yours. Let us start a conversation with them. And let us be patient with them. As God has been patient with us. Let's go on and say. Heavenly Father, thank you for this initial lesson about the dialogue between Jesus and this Samaritan woman. Lord, thank you to the truth that you have given us today, that you are the God who's powerful. You, the one who started the conversation, who started the first step for us sinners to know you and to know your salvation. Lord, now that we have found grace in your sight, and that we now are the ones to bring this gospel of good news to others. Lord, give us, I pray thee, Lord, give all of us that strength, that will to initiate a conversation with a loved one, with a friend, with a neighbor, with someone who we will meet. Start a conversation to bring the gospel to them. And Lord, give us the grace that we will be patient enough, that we will be generous enough, that we will be gracious enough, so that they will know, that they will understand, and if perchance you, Lord, touch their hearts, and they will recognize you as the God who saves. You pray, Lord, pray that your will be done in our lives. By this truth that you have shared to us today, Lord, may this word be in our hearts and in our minds, and by this, may your name be glorified in our lives. Give you all the glory in Christ's precious name. Amen. Amen. Magandang tanghali po sa inyong lahat.